Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Freedom Report podcast. I'm your host, Austin Peterson, here with my lovely co-host, Laura Myers. Laura, welcome back to the show.
Hello, hello.
How are you today? Laura, are you having a bad day today? What's the deal?
I'm having a bad morning.
Why are you having a bad morning? What's going on? What's bothering you?
Well, it's hot and humid outside.
In Washington, D.C.
In Washington, D.C. And then I sat on some sticky shit on the metro this morning.
Damn.
Yeah. And,
nasty. And your future husband is leaving for Pakistan, we've heard.
Oh, yeah, my future husband's deploying.
Oh, he's going to Pakistan. We hope he doesn't step on an IED. We hope that he comes home safely.
God damn it, Austin.
That is so rude. That is so rude. Austin just doesn't make any friends sometimes. But he does. But I have 20,000 fans slash haters.
Slash haters.
Slash haters. Probably 10,000 haters and 10,000 fans.
The hater fan ratio would be something fun to see.
Yes. So before we get into the show today, guys, we're going to be talking about Satan. Hail Satan. We're going to be talking about the Oklahoma statue. Laura, we're broadcasting out of my apartment today. This is why we're laughing. Laura's cracking up because
I just sat on his couch and came over here and pulled a hair off my shirt that is not mine.
She found a woman's hair that is not hers. Yes, women sometimes do visit my apartment, Laura. Surprise, surprise. As a heterosexual man, I sometimes have lady callers. anyways, they're not professionals, by the way. They're just friends and whatever. Can we please move on? All right, I've got an ad that I have to read, okay? It's a book by Rob Grindstaff. It's called Hannah's Voice, and you guys should get it. Rob is sponsoring our podcast for this month, and we really want to help him by bolstering his book sales. The book Hannah's Voice is a novel, which is about a six-year-old girl named Hannah. And her brutal honesty is mistaken for lying, so she stops speaking. And her family, her community, and eventually the entire nation struggle to find meaning in her silence. And the entire nation goes to crap. There's chaos, there's anarchists, there's fundamentalists, power politics, an FBI investigation. Hannah is just trying to find a little peace and quiet and maybe some pancakes. And if she could just find her voice, the world would end the chaos. So please check out this book by Rob Grindstaff. That's double B Rob, R-O-double B Grindstaff. Hannah's Voice. You can get that at Amazon and many other fine book dealers. Rob, thank you very much for being a sponsor this month, for helping sponsor our podcast. And we really appreciate it. Hope you sold a lot of books. Have a great day. All right, now back to the show. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so we're back, and I actually have another advertisement that I need to give to you guys before we get into the show. We're going to be talking again about the Satanic Monument. No, not the Satanic. We're talking about the Christian novel. What's the difference?
Oh my gosh.
We're talking about the Ten Commandments at the Oklahoma State House. We're talking about a new court order that was demanded that the governor remove the Ten Commandments from the State House, which she is refusing to do. It appears that she is refusing to do. I'm going to read a little bit about that. But before we do, I have some exciting news for you guys. A lot of people who read the Libertarian website, they say, I love your content, Austin, but man, I hate your website. I hate the ads. It's not the problem with the website. The website itself is beautiful and functional and does the job, but it's the advertisements that people really hate. Well, obviously, you know, Laura's got to get paid. Austin's got to get paid. We got to make our money here so that we can continue to bring you cool podcasts and shows like this and dominate the internet, such as we do. But we came up with a solution, and I think you guys are really going to like it, where all you got to do is go to thelibertarianrepublic.com. There's an ad on the right side of the page that says, want TLR ad-free? Subscribe. And you can become a monthly paying subscriber, or you can pay for a yearly subscription with a discount. So here's what you do. If you don't like the ads on TLR, but you like the content, you can subscribe for $5 a month and no more ads. Once you're signed in, you have to register for a free account first. So do that. Register for a free account up front, and then you can subscribe. Just click that, and then no more pop-ups, no more redirects, no more problems. 99 problems, but an ad ain't one. So that's a great way to solve a lot of you guys' complaints and problems, and you can still support the libertarian cause. Now, one thing I do want to address, like, people are like, well, isn't there going to be any premium content and all that kind of stuff? You know, like, don't I get something more than just, like, the content we already get for free? Well, I'm sorry that, you know, I'm not rich and I can't just, like, hand things over right away and, you know, start giving all kinds of content that I don't have the money or the manpower to produce because it's just me and Laura and a bunch of volunteer writers. But the good news is that we did get a bunch of subscribers yesterday. And I think we got like 7 new subscribers, which is very exciting because that helps us to pay the cost of implementing the system. And now we're going to start getting into the profit. So we'll be able to we will be able to bring you exciting premium content. So I'll stop talking about this for now, but I'm really excited. If you guys don't want ads, just go to thelibertarianrepublic.com, $5 a month, and problem solved. Right? All right. Right. Okay. So today we're talking about the Supreme Court ruling. It's a big deal, it's kind of polarizing the nation because it's a religious issue, church and state, all that stuff. We want to talk about the Ten Commandments on the Oklahoma Capitol. It's on the north side of the Oklahoma Capitol. And Laura comes. You're a Christian, Laura. Would you say you're a Christian?
Yeah.
And I'm technically an agnostic, but I call myself an atheist because I actively don't believe. So, but we're both libertarians. Laura's a libertarian. I'm a libertarian. Laura believes in God. I don't. And so we sort of come from different viewpoints on this, but we both share similar beliefs about the role of government. So, Laura, why don't you just tell me right off the bat, I'm going to read this after, but I want to hear, what are your impressions? What do you think about this story about the Ten Commandments on government property, and just give me your thoughts. Just spitball.
Yeah, so I obviously disagree with a religious monument being on public grounds. Although the monument was paid for by a private donation, I don't agree with it being on public property. That little thing called the separation of church and state is sort of important. I said this earlier, and this may be a controversial statement, but I don't understand why Christians embrace the state when the state was the one that killed their Messiah. I am completely against any integration of Christian, any religious.
Why?
Because it's dangerous. Because when you give the state the power to manipulate your faith, that's dangerous. I mean, you are giving them an opportunity. The potential is there for the state, the government, to control your faith and to regulate it and do whatever they want to with it. And that's dangerous. I mean, that's the whole point of freedom of religion.
Right. That's right. And so let's go ahead and read this story. This is from the Tulsa Times. And then we'll debate and discuss this. Governor Mary Fallon on Tuesday said that the Ten Commandments monument will stay at the Capitol despite a court ruling that said it violated the state constitution and must be removed. Fallon said Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt has asked the Oklahoma Supreme Court to reconsider its 7-2 decision, which was handed down last week after a challenge by the ACLU of Oklahoma on behalf of 3 plaintiffs. In addition, lawmakers have filed legislation to let people vote on whether to remove a portion of the state constitution cited in the ruling. So here's what's going on here. Let me just explain real quick. Fallon was ordered to remove it. She has now appealed, asking them to reconsider the decision. And lawmakers, who I guess are the pro, Ten Commandments, are filing legislation to let people vote on whether or not to remove a portion of the state constitution. Now, let me read this portion of the state constitution to you so you can understand. Article 2, Section 5 of the Oklahoma State Constitution reads, "No public money or property shall ever be appropriated, applied, donated, or used directly or indirectly for the use, benefit, or support of any sect, church, denomination, or system of religion, or for the use, benefit, or support of any priest, preacher, minister, or other religious teacher, or dignitary, or sectarian institution as such, according to the Oklahoma Constitution." Did you want to say something
more? Yeah, just to reiterate, the lawmakers want to open a vote for citizens to repeal that amendment,
right,
which in doing that would give the state the power to fund religious entities.
That's correct. There would no longer be a challenge to being able to put any sort of religious icons on the state government grounds. and also for the state to actually pay money to priests, preachers, ministers, or religious people. Yeah.
That's scary to me. I don't like that.
That is frightening.
Yeah.
Right. The court said the monument was obviously religious in nature and an integral part of the Jewish and Christian faiths. The Constitution bans the state from using public money or property for the benefit of any religious purpose, according to the opinion. The monument was privately funded by Representative Mike Ritz. He's from Broken Arrow. Mary Fallon, the governor, says, "Oklahoma is a state where we respect the rule of law, and we will not ignore the state courts or their decisions. However, we are also a state with three co-equal branches of government." In her decision to let the monument stay, Fallon cited the petition for rehearing and legislation seeking to let people vote on amending the Constitution. "During this process, which will involve both legal appeals and potential legislative and constitutional changes, the Ten Commandments monument will remain on the Capitol grounds." So she's been ordered to remove it, but she's saying throughout the legislative process.
No.
Alex Weintz, a Fallon spokesman, said she is not ignoring the ruling, but giving the other branches of government a chance to weigh in on the issue. He was asked if Fallon would refuse a court order to remove the monument. Weintz said that he couldn't answer that question at the time because an appeal is pending, and no district court order has been issued to remove the monument. He said if the state lost its appeal and a district court ordered the monument be removed, the governor's office would address the question at that time. What do you want to say?
Yeah, so can a public quorum override a state Supreme Court ruling?
I mean, only if it comes down through, I guess if it's legislation. So the legislative branch has to set up a vote. And
right.
They've got to vote on it. And then the governor has to sign it. And then the Supreme Court has to rule on it. But, of course, the Supreme Court has to rule on the law as it is. So if they remove this section, that means that the Supreme Court would, in a sense, be their decision would be annulled because then it would be legal for the state government to support religion.
But the original case was ruled 7-2, so the chances of legislation being ruled in favor of, I don't see being very likely. But then again, it's public opinion.
Well, they may be opening themselves up to federal intervention, obviously, because now that the with gay marriage, where it becomes a state's an issue where, you know, states aren't allowed to discriminate on the basis of marriage using the 14th Amendment, they could say, well, the First Amendment needs to be incorporated into the states, and that the states cannot, have any. Interaction with religion. You're smiling. Why are you?
All of these damn instigators just are asking for federal intervention.
Yes, they are.
I hate this so much.
Yes, they are. Well, who's asking for the federal intervention? The bigots, the people who want religion in school, the people who want to deny gay marriage. You know, the people. It's like the people who are pissed about the Confederate flag being removed from the state memorial are a lot of the racists. So if you'd stop being racist, then the state would stop getting bigger.
I'm frustrated.
I know, it is frustrating. If the court retains its position after the motion for rehearing, the matter goes back to the Oklahoma County District Court for proceedings consistent with the original order from the court that the monument be removed. The Supreme Court did not give any leeway in their opinion. The bipartisan 7-member majority did not say remove the monument, except if you looked into your crystal ball and think the law might allow it at some point in the future and go ahead and keep it, Kiesel said. The court said remove the monument. Kiesel said, looking at national trends, he can see a time when marijuana will be legal in Oklahoma, but he's not opening up a shop tomorrow. Fallon is not named as the defendant, but has three appointees to the body that is named defendant in the suit, the 15-member Capital Preservation Commission. The panel was directed by the legislature to find a suitable location at the Capitol for the monument's placement. Kiesel said Fallon's statement doesn't mean she plans to defy a court order. Frankly, I would be astonished if we get to the point where the governor outright defies an order of our state's highest court, Kiesel said. That said, if she does, there is a word for it. It's called contempt. Fallon and other elected officials take an oath of office to uphold the Constitution, which is why they're trying to change the Constitution.
Right.
A constitutional amendment could be put on the ballot sooner than the November 2016 elections, according to state law. Kiesel said a plaintiff could make a case that the monument's placement on the state capitol grounds violates the U.S. Constitution. Said we're talking about federal now, and now we're getting in trouble. Go ahead, Laura.
I was just going to say, so you know what bugs me about this is I feel like This is an assumption, but I feel like there's some religious motivation behind the governor's decision to do this.
I don't think it's even religious. Most of the people in higher positions of power aren't religious, Laura. They just lie and tell people they are.
But why?
This is for her constituents.
Exactly. So it bugs me, if you want to make a parallel here, it bugs me when Christians cherry pick from the Bible what to obey and what not to obey and what to use as evidence and what not to use. Mm-hmm. In the same sense, they're doing the same exact thing with their constitution.
Yep.
Hardy har har, we want our guns, we want our freedom, but we want everybody else to be a Christian too, even though it says that that's unconstitutional.
Right. Listen to this. Kiesel said a plaintiff could make a case the monument's placement in the Capitol violates the U.S. Constitution. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt disagrees, saying the federal constitution would allow for such a monument at the Capitol. As a result of the court ruling, some lawmakers... Now, he may make a point there, and I'll tell you why. Let me just pull this off. So the original intent of the Constitution was that it was only the federal government that could not interfere with your natural rights that were codified in the Bill of Rights. So what that meant was that originally, Laura, the Founding Fathers didn't say that the state governments couldn't set up a religion. They didn't say that the state governments couldn't ban your guns, which is amazing because, you know, if the federal government doesn't ban your guns, but your state does, what the hell does it matter? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Well, it's the same argument with gay marriage. You know what I mean? If the federal government isn't banning gay marriage, then and the states are, well, then it doesn't matter because we live in the states. Right. And so that is why we have this thing called the incorporation doctrine, where the Bill of Rights, they're now subsequently beginning to incorporate the Bill of Rights into the states. And that happened actually recently with the Second Amendment, with the McDonald versus Chicago gun case. That was a case where the Second Amendment now applied to the states as well. It protected an individual right to bear arms. And that must be enforced across all the states. It's also consequently one of the cases that's pointed to for the D.C., you know, anti-D.C. gun bills, anti-gun bills in D.C. where they go and they strike these down. They point to Heller versus mm-hmm. D.C. and they point to Chicago v. McDonald. And the Supreme Court has upheld that we have an individual right to bear arms. Well, if we have an individual right to bear arms, we also have an individual right to be free from religion in our public spheres, in our government spheres. Excuse me, I said public. You can't be free from religion. You know, people can go out into the street and they can be street preachers and do all the. They want to have their private property in their churches and things like that. But you can't do it on public grounds, meaning that you can't put an institution of faith on public grounds. Or if you do, you got to do what's... Here's the next part. The Satanic Temple had sought to put a monument up to the Ten Commandments monument. Its co-founder and spokesman, who we're going to try and get on the show, Lucian Graves, also known as Doug Mesner. So when you look him up for an interview, Laura, his name's Doug Mesner. Lucian Graves is his satanic name. He said if the constitutional provision is removed, his organization will renew its request. He said Oklahoma lawmakers are claiming the monument is historical, but also saying the decision is an attack on religious freedom. So is it an attack on history or is it an attack on religious freedom? See, he's got him nailed there. He accused Fallon of overreaching her authority. Great story. Just a great story and a very interesting case study for libertarian politics and the questions of libertarians. I think most libertarians would agree, take it down. I mean, I wouldn't know any libertarians who would say that we need to have a religious monument of public property. Problem is look at our money, Laura. It says, in God we trust. Mm-hmm. If you go to the Capitol, I think it's the Senate or the House side. I can't remember. I think maybe it's the House side that has "In God We Trust" above the Speaker on the House floor. That is codified religion in our government, and it was actually something that the founders did not want. And I'll tell you why. And
the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance was not official. Here's the reason why we have "In God We Trust" on our money. Is because of the Red Scare. So in the 1950s, right. Everybody was terrified of the godless communists, right? And so
still are.
They still are. So what happens is that in the 1950s, there was all this legislation and push to be like, hey, we're not like the communists. Let's put in God we trust. Let's make say, I pledge allegiance. And then under God in the Pledge of Allegiance, which the original Pledge of Allegiance didn't even say. And so the point was, we were saying earlier with the Satanic Church, they want to put a monument on the Oklahoma State grounds. Well, if you have a Ten Commandments monument, then you got to have a Satan monument, and I'm for it. This is what Lucian Graves said. He says, our monument celebrates an unwavering respect for the constitutional values of religious freedom and free expression. Satanism is a fundamental component at the genesis of American liberty. Medieval witch hunts taught us to adopt presumption of innocence, secular law, and a more substantive burden of proof. Today, we are rightly offended by the notion of blasphemy laws and divine fiats. Acknowledging wrongful persecutions has helped shape the legal system that preserves the sovereignty of our skeptics, heretics, and the misunderstood, like me. It has shaped a proud culture of tolerance and free inquiry. This is to be a historical marker commemorating the scapegoats, the marginalized, the demonized minority, and the unjustly outcast. What do you think of that?
So is he trying to argue that it is constitutional to put the demon statue, only if the precedent is set that the government can't.
Yeah. So if you're gonna have,
go for it. Put Buddha up there.
Put Buddha up there. I want a flying spaghetti monster.
Exactly. Yes.
All of these things.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's hard to argue unless you're gonna just start talking. I mean, the problem is, Laura, is when you're gonna start having an argument with somebody who believes like this, it's gonna be one of two people. It's gonna be a politician who's lying, saying they believe in God,
to get reelected,
or it's gonna be somebody who's gonna say, "You isn't taking my Bible, you isn't taking my Ten Commandments." But here's a funny story, guys, and don't get mad at me for picking on Laura. But today, before the show, I asked Laura if she could name all the Ten Commandments. What happened, Laura?
I couldn't do it.
Couldn't name all the Ten Commandments. Laura's a Christian. Now, I don't like to try and pick on Laura too much. Well, I do, but not. This is kind of a touchy subject, and I want to try and respect. Obviously, people have different views on theology. But.
I can take it. You can poke fun.
Ask any of these buttheads who want on there if they know the Ten Commandments. I want to go to a rally. That's going to be our next thing. We're going to travel to Oklahoma, and when they have a rally for this, you keep an eye on it, Laura. I promise you, I'll buy us our plane tickets and our hotel rooms.
To go to Oklahoma.
We're going to go. Oh, no, we'll drive down there because we're going to be in Kansas City soon. I'm moving to Kansas City, by the way.
Fun road trip.
Yeah, okay. So when they have a protest and they're taking down the Ten Commandments finally, and we're going to go there, and we're going to interview people.
But I don't like those people either.
But I know, but we're going to ask them if they can name the Ten Commandments. And that will be a good video, and we'll put it up on the internet and make $1 billion, and we'll both go to hell. Well, I'll go to hell. Well, not if you believe in me. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior when I was a young lad. I did it twice just to make sure it stuck because I was nervous because I was like, what if I was too young? You know what I mean? Like, I needed to, like, do it again.
What if I did it wrong?
Right, exactly. What if I didn't say it right? Because, like, that's what it was.
What if I didn't capitalize he?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to go to hell. I mean, like, that's what it is all about, right? I just didn't want to go to hell because, like, you know, Christians like to be like, burn in hell if you don't accept Christ. And now I totally reject that, all of that. But, Baptist, you don't backslide, so you can accept Christ and be like, live a life of sin and hedonism. So I'll see y'all in heaven, but I'll have had all kinds of hot premarital sex, done all kinds of sexy drugs, and had like tons of alcohol, live my life like a heathen, and I'll be like sitting right up there with the angels and be like, what's up? With my cold 40 ounce of freedom. Anyway, so what do you guys?
Are there breweries in heaven?
There must be, or it's not heaven.
Right.
Or send me to hell. heaven for the climate and hell for the company. right? If you had to choose, you go to heaven for the climate.
Right.
But if you go to hell for the company.
I had never heard that, but that's funny.
One. Right, yeah. I don't know where I heard that before. Probably a Johnny Cash lyric or something. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, don't take the damn Ten Commandments off of the state house, please. Stop wasting our time with this BS. If you're religious, you know, like, respect, okay? But respect me, okay? Because I don't have to believe in the hocus pocus, all right? If somebody came and told you that Harry Potter, you have to live your life according to Harry Potter, would you tell them that you thought that you were a crazy a-hole? Yes, you would. But because you had a cult of a desert god 4,000 years ago that somebody supposedly wrote ascribed on a rock and said, this was from God, live like this, then, you know, maybe you would think that was a little bit crazy too. But unfortunately, you know, fortunately, in the modern times, people like me, atheists and heretics, we aren't going to get burned at the stake anymore. You can't harm us and you can't force us to support something of which we do not support. So down with God and down with religious idols, down with tyranny and authoritarianism. No gods, no kings, only man. And definitely want to help that one. So
yeah.
Laura, I had to assault your faith there. But anyway, did you want to say something to our viewers that's holy and they can like give us the holy water of like, you know, like,
do you want me to cross myself?
Yeah, I just called up the demons. So do you want to say something that's Christian?
Should I do an exorcism right now?
Should we? Like, oh. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Freedom Report podcast. Manage the demons. I have exorcised the demons. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to the Freedom Report podcast. Like I said, if you enjoy the show, subscribe to us on iTunes. You can find the Freedom Report podcast on iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher if you don't have an Apple device. Stitcher.com, that you can get on your Android. And again, guys, go and subscribe. No more ads. You don't have to be bothered anymore by all the pop-ups. No more pop-ups. No more ads like that. You can pay $5. $5 to have no more ads or pop-ups. Be a subscriber. Help us spread the message of economic freedom and personal liberty. Do us this solid, broskies. We would really appreciate. We hope you have a great day. Don't forget.
Have a blessed day.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to come back every single day to your home for economic freedom and personal liberty at
the Libertarian Republic.
Oh, the Libertarian Republic.
.com.
.com.